elected career with the National Football League. And it's a well-paying job. This is when you say politics doesn't pay and it's all community service and it's public service BS. This guy cashed out. And he quit 3 days after being sworn in?
Yeah, correct. I don't know if it was exactly three, but it was pretty close. But the irony in him, you know, not only, yes, he knew he was taking that job before he got elected. But here's why. I mean, any smart person can conclude why he went ahead and ran. This was a Denver Democrat, okay? His only opponent in his race was a Libertarian. So had he not ran, it's likely that that Libertarian could have won that seat and taken a seat away from the Democrats representing Colorado and Denver. So Chris went ahead and ran, and then right after he won, he stepped down, and a vacancy committee got to appoint his position right after that.
And from my look at this, it seems as though the representatives who come back, or the people who are appointed, are, I'll use my term, out of touch with Colorado. This is why we have so many wild progressives and socialists. Many of them were just appointed. They didn't win an election. They were just appointed.
Well, that's very accurate, because all one has to do is look to the last primary election, especially among the Democrat Party, because let me say, last in 2024, when there were 30 appointed lawmakers in Colorado, all but three of those appointed lawmakers were Democrats. So 27 of the 30 that were appointed in 2024 were Democrats. All anybody has to look at in the 2020